1027 Business with Michael Avery.
The law feature on Hot Business is brought to you by leading full-service law firm Weber Wenzel. Through an alliance with Linklaters and relationships with law firms across the African continent, Weber Wenzel ensures that you have the best expertise wherever you do business. Now, as we continue to pick through the detritus from the riots, I think many businesses are focusing on getting their insurance claims in. And we've heard from the MD of Sasria that the state-owned insurer feels it's adequately capitalized to honor all the claims that it receives. We also heard from the president last night saying that the state will stand right behind Sasria, the state-owned company. Well, I'm joined now by Maria Filippidis, who's a partner at Weber Wenzel, just to talk a little bit more about what the nuts and bolts are of filing those claims. Maria, welcome. As we see the vandalism and the looting and the damage and destruction course through the vital arteries of our beloved country, how do businesses recover their losses?
Thank you, Michael. My heart goes out to all those businesses that may just be recovering from COVID-19 losses, and now they've had a second, possibly devastating loss. And where do they turn to? Of course, they turn to their assets insurers, who would ordinarily insure them for damages of this nature. Unfortunately, in South Africa, it won't be their ordinary insurance companies who would step in. In South Africa, we would have specialist insurers known as Sasria who would step in and cover these types of losses.
Why was Sasria established?
Well, it was established in the late 1970s after the Soweto uprisings. And the short-term insurance industry at that stage could no longer write these types of losses arising from politically motivated acts of civil unrest. As you can imagine, in those days, there were quite a few of them. And it was also difficult for them to obtain a reinsurance cover. And so the government turned to the short-term insurance industry, and together they decided to ring-fence these risks separately. And that's how Sasria was established.
And good thing it has been established, because it is going to stand behind these businesses in their hour of need. So if you Sasria cover and you intend to make a claim under your Sasria policy, what are the important things that you need to know now?
Well, if I could just, before I answer that question, say that Sasria will cover you for your damage to your assets and also to the business interruption, your loss of profits that you may have suffered. And what you need to do is you need to notify your insurance broker as soon as possible. Time is of the essence, and you basically have 30 days from the date upon which the event happened to notify your broker. You must report it to the police and get a case number, and you must start gathering the evidence now that you will need to prove your claim. The fact that the country has been affected by these acts of vandalism doesn't mean that your loss is a given. You've still got to prove your claim. So we would recommend that you retain photographic evidence, video footage of the incidents, whatever you can find and get your hands on about what happened to your premises and to your business will be important to submit to your insurers.
And 30 days, is that business days? Is that 30 calendar days? Because we're probably about 2 weeks away from that expiring, if it is calendar days.
Yes, it is calendar days. You know, you don't have to have all of this evidence available now. You simply have to notify your broker of the event. That means you basically just pick up the phone or send an email and say, I have had a loss as a result of these riots. And that will be sufficient to satisfy the 30-day notification period. And then after that, you need to actually prove your claim. So you'll probably get a claim form, or you'll be asked information about what you lost. Was your business burnt down? Were your windows broken? Whatever it is. And you will give that information following the 30 days.
And as we heard from the president last night, I was going to ask you before the president's address, when we were setting this interview up, whether or not you believed Sasria to be adequately capitalized. We've heard from government now that it's going to stand behind Sasria. So that really becomes a bit of a moot point, doesn't it?
It does. I would have said to you before the president's address that I have a huge faith in the insurance industry. I'm aware that Sasria prides itself on having a strong balance sheet. And it does have very strong relationships with reinsurers, some of who are based overseas. So I'm quite confident that it is adequately capitalized.
Maria Filippidis, partner at Weber Wenzel, with what to consider when filing your Sasria claim in the law feature, which was brought to you by Weber Wenzel. With over 150 years of experience and deep industry knowledge, Weber Wenzel is the leading full-service law firm on the African continent.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.